This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Good morning to you. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. This 27th day of March. It is, of course, opening day. We've been watching the weather. We've been talking about a little bit of baseball this morning. Looks like most of the rain will be traveled to the north by game time this afternoon. So I think most people planning to attend will be in pretty good shape. We'll keep you updated on that and any traffic problems going on from Sue Thomas here shortly. But first, I want to talk about a headline that, of course, was in the local media yesterday. And eye-catching because they want to accuse people of banning books and stuff all the time. So this one focused on the Wentzville School Board and a vote to remove a book, except this is how they've termed it, because, of course, if a book wins an award, it's automatically okay. Doesn't matter what the content is. The headline in the Post, Wentzville Board votes to remove award-winning novel on child sex trafficking from schools. How dare we would keep this from our children? But I'm sure there's a reason. We've got Jen Olson with us right now, a member of the Wentzville School Board, and giving us a few minutes this morning. Jen, thank you.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So the book in question here is a novel named Sold, written by Patricia McCormick, and it talks about a Nepali girl who was sold into sexual slavery. Kind of set this up for us. Why was the board reviewing this and several other books?
Okay, so a community member has challenged a few books, and when that happens, we have a board policy that we have to put a review committee together, and several people read the book, and typically it's a librarian, some teachers, some staff, a community member, all on the committee, and they read the book, and then they come back and reconvene the meeting, and then they make a recommendation to the board as to whether or not they think we should keep the book. This specific book, Sold, I was on that committee, and it was 50-50 as to whether or not we retain it with restrictions. Three of the people believed that it should be retained at the high school level, but not for middle or elementary school. And the other half believed that we should just retain it altogether and keep it wherever it's at. I was a vote to remove the book. I believe that this book, while it is an amazing book, I've read it twice, it's not age appropriate. And it covers things that, you know, public schools are for everybody. So when we're considering the material that we supply to minor children, we need to consider that, you know, half of society thinks this is not okay, and the other half doesn't. Either they're not paying attention or they don't care. And yeah, we have laws on the books federally and statewide that, you know, they go into what is inappropriate to expose children to. And just because there's no pictures, the words can sometimes be more explicit than a picture.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was reading the Post-Dispatch article, and it says, this is ridiculous that they're trying to get this removed or did remove it now, because it's not like it's being forced on these kids to read as part of required, you know, curriculum. What do you say to those people who might try to make that argument?
You know, the ALA, actually, the American Library Association, which I don't agree with most of the time, they actually recommend that public school libraries, when considering books for their collection of materials, to consider whether or not it supports the curriculum. And this book in no way would support curriculum. I mean, we don't have a unit on sexually explicit stuff that that we, you know, that's on the books for the kids to learn, like in the classroom. So, sure. Could a parent choose to give this to their child? Yes. But the public school, the government should not be doing that. It's not age appropriate.
So, you know, I just want to say that I think you're absolutely right. It is completely appropriate in a school setting, whether it's high school or middle school, certainly, that we have things that are age appropriate for our kids to be introduced to. And if they're not, then let the parent buy the book separately and provide it for their child. Our school boards and libraries don't need to be doing that. But I was reading a review of this book. CommonSenseMedia.org is the website. And they gave it 4 out of 5 stars for violence and scariness in terms of how they report the rape of this little girl the first time she's raped, and then the other multiple rapes that are described in detail, and that the girl, a girl commits suicide in the book, and it shows women not only being physically but mentally abused, and many times women being forced to have sex in the same room as their sleeping children. You just reading the description of it there, and the fact that they gave it 4 out of 5 stars for violence and scariness and the sexual content, that alone should make the argument.
One would think, Mark, but and actually CommonSenseMedia.org is one of the outlets that we use to vet our software programs or programs that we have for kids in the learning environment and that sort of thing. So you'd think that we would want to take their advice on books as well.
Well, one would think, but of course, here we go again. So what happens now? So there were 4 books that were being considered. Am I correct if I read that Sold was the only one that was decided to keep out of the school library? Is that correct?
That is correct. The other ones were The Kite Runner, November 9, and The Carnival at Bray, all of which, in my opinion, are... they're fictional. However, they go into more explicit detail and details about children, underage children, performing sex acts on each other. One of them is about the rape of a boy by his peers and his peers watching. The others are, you know, I would describe them as softcore porn, to be honest.
Well, I read, too, in the Post-Dispatch article, Pen America, whatever that is, listed this book Sold. It says as the most banned book in America for the 2023-2024 school year. And I guess they're saying that 85 school districts across the country reportedly pulled it from the shelves. So it's not like you're the only district that has concerns about the content of this book.
Right. For me, it's insanity. And the way that they're getting away with this, again, is they rate these books as young adult. And when the normal average person in society thinks about a young adult, they're thinking like 18 to 26 or something, you know, right when you get to the point where you can rent a car. That's a young adult for me. But for the education system, it's 12 to 18.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if the protagonists in the book are kids, then it's young adult. Because that's the target audience. Well, I would protest this till my dying day that children, regardless of whether or not they're the main character being raped, abused, or involved in sexually explicit acts, is not age appropriate for the government to supply to minor children.
It is a fantastic point. Jen Olson of the Wentzville School Board, it just drives home how important these upcoming school board elections are. And Danielle Looney and Christina McCormick are the 2 candidates that I'm supporting in that race. Jen, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, no problem, Mark. And I just want to say for the listeners, if you want to look into Danielle and Christina, you can find them on Facebook at McCormick, spelled with a C, not a CK. The number 4 WSD and at Looney, the number 4 WSD.
Very good. Jen, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep,
thanks,
we'll talk.
Jim.
We'll talk soon. Thank you very much. Yeah, get out there. I'm going to have my voter guide out hopefully by tomorrow, and it's going to run down several of these local school boards. But again, this issue just drives home the importance of having people with common sense on the school board so they can step in when you've got crazy people that want to expose our kids to some of this content, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.